You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Tuesday, June 14th. A report on a series of case studies conducted in France, Germany, Mexico, and Colombia has revealed that secular intolerance has a chilling effect on Christians, which directly affects their capacity to express their faith freely in society and is leading to various forms of self-censorship, from the fear of legal proceedings to discrimination charges and disciplinary actions at their places of work. People are increasingly electing to keep expressions of faith or opinions on issues related to life, marriage, and family private because they had witnessed sanctions or prosecutions to which colleagues or peers had been subjected. Many incidents cited in the report might seem insignificant, but these many small things together cause death by a thousand cuts, highlighting that the subtle and often non-physically violent nature of this chilling effect is often misunderstood or ignored, which has resulted in it remaining invisible. This, in turn, has led to the phenomenon failing to be recognized in religious freedom datasets, including those conducted by the Pew Research Center. Madeline Elzenberger, executive director of OIDAC Europe, said the study raises the legitimate question of how is it possible in a mature, liberal, democratic society that stands for tolerance, diversity, and inclusive and open discourse that people are frightened to freely speak their minds. Through its proxy militias, Iran is carrying out an invisible jihad against Christians in the Middle East with the aim of creating a Muslim demographic purity by producing conditions that would force Christians out of the region, according to a new report from the Philos Project, a nonprofit that promotes Christian engagement in the region. Defining invisible jihad as demographic reduction through coerced emigration, the report adds that these militias use extant conflicts to manufacture conditions behind the massive exodus. The rise of Khomeinism, introduced by Ayatollah Khomeini, the first supreme leader of Iran in 1979 until his death in 1989, is behind the exodus of Christians from the Middle East, the report said. As Iran realized Christians could not be killed in mass, the regime opted for the alternative policy of eliminationism through coercive immigration. How should Christians think about investing? In a recent article, Christian Post contributor Jimmy Song recently wrote about inflation, investing, and wealth management through a biblical lens. As Christians, we need to think about these two types of investment. Are we investing money in excess of our needs, or are we investing because we don't want to get robbed by inflation, he questions. You can read more by the link in the episode description. The Satanic Temple was stripped from the roster of an Idaho Pride event on Saturday after sponsors, who were seemingly supportive of an event that also targeted impressionable children, started bowing out amid backlash for including a group that has Satan in its name. The quote, family-friendly event was sponsored by nationally and locally recognized groups, such as the Idaho chapter of the ACLU, Citizens Climate Lobby, and a local library. The Satanic Temple Idaho's participation in the event was to include something it calls unbaptisms. In a Facebook post advertising the event that has since been removed, the Satanic Temple said that its members would still be attending the event and would, quote, have merchandise for sale, be offering support for our community, and performing unbaptisms for those interested. Just know Satan loves you for you, end quote. Justice Emma Arbuthnot issued a judgment in the United Kingdom on Monday allowing medical professionals at Royal London Hospital to end life support for Archie Battersby, who suffered a severe brain injury in April. Quote, the evidence in my judgment shows a gradual deterioration from very early on in Archie's admission into hospital when he had already suffered a very severe brain injury when blood supply and oxygen were prevented from reaching his brain, wrote Arbuthnot, who also noted she visited Battersby in the hospital and considered him a lovely-looking young boy. The judge added, quote, it is not in dispute that Archie lacks capacity to consent to or refuse medical treatment. In the circumstances where the parents do not agree with the trust, it falls to the court to decide what is in Archie's best interests. The boy's parents have passionately objected for personal and religious reasons, with Battersby's mother, Holly Dance, saying, quote, until it's God's way, I won't accept he should go. I know of miracles when people have come back from being brain dead. I do not believe Archie has been given enough time. From the beginning, I have always thought, why the rush? His heart is still beating, he has gripped my hand, and as his mother, I know he is still in there, end quote. Dance, who is being represented by Christian Legal Center, intends to appeal the decision. The pro-abortion group Ruth Sent Us has scheduled protests outside the homes of six Republican-appointed justices every week ahead of an impending decision in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which could overturn Roe v. Wade. The protests take place 5 days a week, with demonstrators starting to arrive at public locations like nearby shopping centers or schools at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. From there, they either march or carpool to the justices' home starting at 7 p.m. An assassination attempt against Justice Brett Kavanaugh was foiled last week after the suspect confessed to his intentions before carrying out a plot on the justice's home. According to Law 18 U.S.C. 1507, which relates to obstruction of justice, anyone who has the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer in pickets or parades in or near a court building or residence occupied or used by such a judge, juror, witness, or court officer will face a fine or imprisonment of 1 year. Pop star Justin Bieber, who recently revealed that he was diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, took to Instagram to share details of his diagnosis and ask his fans for prayers. He said, quote, "I trust God and I trust that it's all for a reason. I'm not sure what that is right now, but in the meantime, I'm going to rest and I love you guys," he explained. Ramsey-Hunt syndrome is a rare neurological disorder that causes paralysis of the facial nerve or facial palsy and a rash affecting the ear or mouth. Ear abnormalities such as ringing in the ears, tinnitus, and hearing loss may also be present. In the latest episode of the Christian Post podcast, The Inside Story, Christian Post reporter Leonardo Blair shares his experience attending church in the metaverse. Blair highlights the benefits of the experience and addresses some possible concerns with virtual reality churches. You can listen to that episode and follow the Christian Post podcast, The Inside Story, by clicking the link in the episode description. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post daily podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post daily newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.